If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, equal housing lender, MLS 112-4061.
You can't go wrong talking hot dogs in Chicago. Let's do it. Bob Schwartz has been an executive at Vienna Beef in Chicago for something like 40 years. He's the author of the book Never Put Ketchup on a Hot Dog. And you've got stories about a long list of hot dog stands in the city and the suburbs in that book. I was happy to write a little piece of the foreword for Bob, and he joins us now. Good morning there, Robert. Why is it that summer weather means we have the urge to go to our favorite hot dog stands?
Well, good morning, Bob, and I think it's everybody's biological clock that's ticking for the summer. You get past Memorial Day, and it just kind of breathes into you.
Yeah.
And wherever you go, you look to the side, and there's a hot dog stand, and you say, hey, got to go there. Happened to me the other night because my wife, Marcia, and I were driving, and we just wanted to pick something up for dinner. And we were thinking, looking, there's Panera, and there's this. And Marcia says, oh, there's a Portillo's. Let's get a salad and a hot dog and split them both. And we went to the drive-thru, and we picked them up, and I can honestly say the hot dog, that my half anyway, was delicious, and I was very happy for it.
You know, you mentioned Portillo's. That brings up an interesting topic with Portillo's expansion and the economy being what it is these days. How have most of the hot dog stands, the little guys, done around here post-pandemic now?
I think a lot of the little guys are doing well, most of them. I can't say all of them, but and you look at your list of on the Italian beef contest,
oh, right.
And most of them are hot dog guys.
Yeah, that's
and
true.
And almost all of them carry hot dogs. So, I mean, I went down the list, and I know whose beef I like, and I know that these guys have great hot dogs. And my only disappointment on that list was the Gina's lost by a half a point to another good place called Flips that's in Glen Ellen. And Gina's is in Bensonville. And it's a great place that has the same style hot dog as Dean and Jude's and Red Hot. Rand Red Hots and Jimmy's on Grand and Pulaski. And they've been around since 1974, and they do make great Italian beef.
Mm-hmm.
And, Ralph Oriema and his sister have been running it for a very long time. And I go in there. I was in there not that long ago when I had to give a talk to a senior group in Woodridge, and right around the corner is Bensonville, and that's where he's located, right at the western end of Bensonville. And it's a cute little place. It's a neighborhood place. And I'm talking to Ralph, the guy that owns it, at 10 o'clock in the morning, and at 10:15, two cops came in for their lunch break. And they come up, and one of them ordered a beef, and the other guy, it was a woman partner, and he ordered the trifecta. Three hot dogs.
Oh, man.
Well, so I said, I congratulated him on getting the trifecta, and I said, I'm going to get just one. And he says, well, how about joining us? So I sat down, and we talked a little bit, and I asked him, what was your favorite hot dog stand growing up? And he told me Bimo's on Fullerton. And I said, oh, that was Maury Moskowitz's place. And he said, yes, Maury and those great hot dogs. I can taste it now. And that's what meeting people at hot dog stands does. You even make new friends.
Right.
And
absolutely.
That's a special thing.
And in the book, in Bob's book, if you can still find it, Never Put Ketchup on a Hot Dog, a lot of those stories are in there. Bob referred to the Chicago's Best Beef Tournament we got going here. Check it out at WGNRadio.com. Round one is in the books, but Round two of voting resumes at 10 o'clock this morning. You mentioned meeting strangers at hot dog stands and creating new friendships and then going back to see old friends. And you go to a place and you realize it's kind of the reunion center for the neighborhood. People bring their kids in. And this is something really unique to Chicago, isn't it, Bob?
Certainly is. And, you know, having not grown up in Chicago, I can attest to that, because that was one of the most interesting things that I found moving here 53 years ago. And, you know, there were, at that point, there were places like Flukey's that was on Western Avenue that was really doing a big job, and they had moved up there, and they were one of the first ones to kind of bridge that area between downtown, between the city and the suburbs.
Mm-hmm.
And that was an important place, that and Wolfie's that opened up on Peterson. And, you know, they were both great places. And Wolfie's is still there.
Right.
And our friend Pete Romas from that owns Wolfie's, he and his brother for the last 30 years, and Pete also owns Michael's Beef House that's in the they won the first round, I guess, that they were in.
Right. Yeah, well, Bob Schwartz, we call him the what do we call you? The Stan Savant. The Stan Savant. And if you can stump him, I'll be my guest. You want to know about your favorite hot dog stand, little history, give us a call, and we'll get to that after a break. 312-981-7200. You've got a favorite you want to know more about. 312-981-7200 for Bob Schwartz, who is, do we call you Vienna Beef Emeritus Executive now, Bob?
Well, yeah, I guess. I hadn't thought about that, but yes, I haven't been there since the end of last year when I actually retired from that. But you can't get away from what you've been doing for 50-some years, so
yeah.
you do it on your own. And
you don't want to get away from it, and I know you've got that Vienna Hall of Fame, too. We'll get back to our conversation in a moment. We're talking with former senior VP at Vienna Beef, Bob Schwartz. Want to take some calls, Bob? People want to know more about the hot dog stands they grew up with. And around Chicago, that's everybody's got one. Let's hear from Tom. What do you want to know about, Tom?
Hey, guys. When I was little, my folks used to take me to a place called Paul's Umbrella.
Oh, yeah.
I think it was on maybe California Tui,
yep.
Something like that. And
yeah.
I can't find a picture of it anywhere.
Yeah, Bob, I don't remember. Is that in your book?
Well, it's mentioned in my book, and I couldn't get a picture either. But it was not only famous for their hot dogs, but they were the first one to use
KO.
Yes.
Right. They had the chocolate drink available there.
KO drink. Chocolate drink.
Yeah. Thanks for the call. Thanks for the call, Tom. Paul's Umbrella. I think they also, an early user of celery salt on the hot dog.
Yes.
Jim wants to know about a place called Butch's. Jimmy, where was that?
At Melrose Park. We grew up with Butch's in Melrose Park this was a fantastic, like all of them are, hot dog place, but beef and combo place as well. Just curious if that one made any lists anywhere. I didn't remember seeing it in your book, Bob.
Butch's, I don't remember being there. But, you know, there are a lot of places just like it. And mm-hmm. Some of those places in Melrose Park were really great. But I think some of the Melrose Park people have moved over to Schiller Park, and I see them at Franny's.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I've gone to Franny's on Bob's recommendation, and their beef is stellar. It's my number one right now, absolutely.
Yeah that's good. Mine, too. And and I'm there. I had a graduation I went to last Sunday at the Rosemont Theater, and my wife reminded us, you know, we're only 5 minutes from Franny's. So afterward, that's where we went.
Yeah, that is a must. Joyce, what do you want to know about? What do you remember?
I remember a hot dog stand on Milwaukee Avenue called Hasty Tasty.
Hmm. Yes.
And it was like a salad on a hot dog.
They put everything on it.
Yeah, what was the story on Hasty Tasty, Bob?
Well, it was up near in Niles, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And they, you know, they did exactly that. They just piled everything on top. It was like getting a salad. They had condiments that weren't even on the list. That you just keep piling it on. So yeah, and they did a very good job, and they disappeared after a few years. Well, maybe it was longer than that, mm-hmm. but it hasn't been around for quite a while.
Gone but not forgotten. Thank you, Joyce.
Gone but certainly not forgotten.
John, what was your favorite growing up?
Big Herm's and Skokie.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah, Big Herm. Big Herm himself was big.
Yeah, I worked for Herm Gelfand, clearing tables off and cleaning up when I was like 15.
Yeah, right down the street from one of our favorites, Pucci's. Amazing that those two places both do well and they're so close. Isn't that odd, Bob?
Well, and I want to mention that Herm's has been under different ownership for the last 50 years, maybe more. And it's the Shane family, and Scott and Craig Shane, two brothers, they run that thing fabulously. You can get almost anything you want there. I mean, you can get a Polish sausage with pastrami on it. And
that's Herm's Hot Dog Palace, right?
Yep, Herm's Palace. And
what about the original Big Herm's in that tiny little stand right across the street?
Across the street. He was in the small stand, but it was popular. And that was before Pucci's was even open. So he had that area all to himself.
Thanks for the call, John. Appreciate it. Bob Schwartz talks about hot dogs and all the stands and the history. And you're doing this at various clubs and organizations around the city now, aren't you, Bob?
Yes, thank you. That's kind of my new gig. It started a couple of years ago, and now I'm getting into it more. And if you've got an organization or a club, my email is neverketchup@gmail.com.
Easy to remember.
It's pretty easy. K-E-T-C-H-U-P.
Yeah, that's right.
That's the spelling of the condiment you never use, but you can use the email for me.
neverketchup@gmail.com. K-E-T-C-H-U-P. That's right. All right, let's do this again soon, Bob, and I'll see you at Pucci's or Franny's or some other fine dining establishment soon.
Well, yes, it's sooner than later. Yes.
It's summer's going to be like 90 in a couple days, and we'll want a hot dog.